from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Former Bucco closer Jason Grilli going to join us in a few moments here on the Fan Morning Show. And the Fan Morning Show is brought to you by Guardian Protection. They were over your place yesterday setting up your fortress, were they not?
Big time. Big time. I'm in the future now, baby. I'm ready to roll.
It's really cool.
It is awesome.
It's so awesome. I can see everything going on. I can't have any affairs, though. If I were to have an affair now, my wife would know.
That's where you went to from Guardian Protection?
Yeah, if I were to have an affair, my wife would see the person come in the front door or the back door.
Yeah, that's, yes.
It's no good.
That's no good for you.
Because, you know, I am just all about running around on my wife.
Yes.
Because she's not way more attractive and cooler than I am.
Right. Yes.
No, I was messing with her about that. I said, I couldn't even have like a party at the house because she'll be out of town next week. And I was like, I can't even sneak a friend in, like, smoke a cigarette in the back, which I only do when she's not around. She'll know.
You're done. Unless you get savvy of how the cameras are placed.
That's right. Find the blind spot.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. It'd be like being a high schooler again.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go and smoke a cigarette and spray myself down with Febreze. All right, Jason, I would never cheat on my wife. It's more about the smoking. Fan Hotline is presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. And Jason Grilli, former Bucco closer, joins us now on that Fan Hotline. Jason, thank you so much for spending time with us today. How are you?
Good morning, guys. Drinking the second cup of coffee, getting the day started. How you doing, man?
Oh, we are doing great. Big time series this weekend, the Bucks and the Phils. I wanted to start you off, though. You were a first round pick. You were the 4th overall pick going back to 1997. What do you think about Paul Skeens a year removed from being the number 1 overall pick and what he's been able to accomplish so far, Jason? Like, you have to see that, knowing that you were such a highly touted guy, how hard it is, how long it takes to get up to that level, and this dude's come in and done it in 11 starts.
Man, he's a freak show. How lucky are we in Pittsburgh to have that right in our backyard, man? If he doesn't pack a house, I don't know who will. But yeah, it's awesome to see that a player can have that much influence. You know, as much as we're going to enjoy watching him grow in the game, and he's just starting out, there's no telling what he's going to accomplish. Like, he should have 2 no-hitters under his belt already, which is sick. And, yeah, you know, I was a first-round pick, but I wasn't a first-round pick like that. That's a whole different level. He's already in an elite status. He's doing some things. And like I said, there's a long track record, hopefully, to go to watch. If you play long enough, you're going to have some nicks and scratches and bruises. At some point, you know, he may have something, and everybody's going to freak out, and we'll talk about that. But they'll put Humpty Dumpty back together again. They do that all the time for every player that plays and plays a long time. But, yeah, Paul Skeens is very special, and I hope that Pittsburgh does the Pirates do the right thing and keep this guy in that black and gold for as long as possible, because I think other players will want to come. I think he's going to be the kind of player that attracts and you build a team and a pitching staff around, which is, like I said, there's some good arms there already. And if we get into a playoff run, which is, you know, second half, here we go, we're talking about that too, I think that, you know, obviously who's going to get the ball first? I mean, who would you want to have the ball in game one?
No doubt. Jason, you just said the Pirates did right, but did they do right by starting him in the minor leagues? Do you think that Paul Skeens was capable and should have the Pirates of just started him in the majors from the jump?
I don't think so, in a sense. I just think, you know, was he able to be? Probably. I mean, we can make that argument. You know, hindsight's always 20/20. I just think that, you know, there is a lot of business that goes into what goes on with players. So some of that is factored into it. Obviously, his ability is superb enough to be there. I was more upset for the kid. You know, if I had a no-hit bid going on, especially into the seventh inning, and I got six more outs to get, you're going to have to rip me off the damn mound. I don't care if I was going to be in the All-Star game or not, because that's history, man. And, you know, if you're out there, I remember guys back in the day saying, hey, you know, maybe your second, maybe your next start, maybe we'll throw you five or six and just give you kind of a blow and bag it. But give the kid a shot, man. I don't understand that at all. Because, like I said, that's one thing, and I'm sure he was pissed deep down inside, but being, you know, a younger guy and not having the voice maybe he should have, I would have been like, you're going to have to move my ass off the mound because I'm throwing this no-hitter today.
So you think that they did wrong by him in that moment, but you just mentioned like his demeanor. He seems to kind of he is the ultimate competitor. He just seems like he's only focused on baseball. Like just hearing him talk at the red carpet, things of that nature. But would you have liked to see a little bit more out of Skeens to where when Shelton's having that conversation with him in the dugout, maybe he emotes a little bit more and pushes back?
Well, that's what I guess, you know, that comes with time and experience. I mean, the kid's a young kid. I think he's being very coachable, respectful, even still, you know, figuring out some things to not be what would be considered, you know, controversial. But the kid definitely will have that say as time goes on. But like I said, there's been many of times, even when I remember when Ian Snell was throwing a no-hitter and they pulled him back in, you know, I forget what year that was. Anytime, and you know, the pitch counts, we're so focused on numbers that way. And, you know, what if he throws another 20 pitches? Well, the kid's an ox, man. We're trained to do that. And back in, you know, my era, it was one of those things where guys would throw. You try to throw complete games if you got something going on there, you know. And that's why you have these frontline starters to carry the workload, because you can't overtax a bullpen, especially when you're going into a playoff situation. It's a big balance, you know. It's balancing that pitching staff, and that's where managers, and now I guess would say front office, has to really take note on how to balance that, because that's what carries you through and a chance to win. We're not out to just win a wild card or make a wild card. If you have a chance to win, then go and play and win and take that attitude. Like, we're going to win. Well, every year in spring training, you sit there and go, do we have a World Series team? Like, it's a cute story. Nobody wants to have a cute story. I don't think Pittsburgh's ready for another cute story. Like, oh, we made the wild card. No, we want to go deeper into the playoffs, and 1979's been hanging up there far too long. This city is ready to win. I said, that's why you bring in and you draft guys like Paul Skeens, and you bring people in that are going to be difference makers, and he's a difference maker. That's just one. And I know from playing here as a free agent, I wanted to stay here. There's other players besides me. It's not about that. It's they want to come and play here. But, you know, I think the organization has to really say, hey, man, how do we build a winning team? This city deserves that, and I'm a fan like everybody else. So if I'm outspoken about it, I just, like I said, I can't tell anybody how to spend their money. Nobody tells me how to spend mine. But I know that's what it takes to compete with what's out there and to make a good run. And I hope to God that starts changing and starts with a guy with Paul Skeens at the front of that.
Jason Grilley, our guest here on the Fan Morning Show. So you got here in 2011, and really, Jason, as a 33-year-old now Pirates fan, that 2011 team was like the best team I had ever watched. And it didn't go so great in the second half. Similar thing happened in 2012. You talk about like a cute story. Well, we all know what happened in 2013. When did you know, okay, we can flip it from the team that kind of collapsed in 11-12 to knowing, okay, we got the real thing, we got a shot at this now?
Well, you know, I think it's always like when you keep the band together, you can play long on. You know, everybody knows I'm a Pearl Jam fan. They've played for, you know, a couple of decades here. You know, you keep, when you have a good thing, you don't keep rebuilding it or rechanging it. And, you know, we're in rebuild. It's like, that's a horrible word to me, in the sense that I go, well, are we here to win, or are we here to just, you know, be a 4A team, or are we going to try to win? There's always that feeling where I say, you know, yeah, as players, the players are, certainly they're out there busting their guts out and giving it all for each other. And for the city, and for themselves to say, hey, you know, there's five steps a player wants. You know, they want to get drafted. They want to make it to the big leagues and make a big league debut. They want to be an everyday player. They want to be an all-star and sign a multi-year deal. And the ultimate thing is to get that championship ring and be a winner, you know. So there's all those steps in between to get to the winning, but you got to get the right chemistry and the right group and the right mix to go in there and you know, I'm dying for it just as much as everybody else is, man. 79's been up there quite a while. And, you know, it's almost painful to say, hey, let's go. Yeah, we've had some wild card teams and some good runs and some amazing teams. I mean, that was a year I'll never forget, just because we were so united. And I know how much the city loved that and what they needed. I mean, people were in tears, you know, just to see and witness that. So I hope we can bring that back, but go well deeper into seeing where this is all changing for the better.
Well, Jason, you know, looking at this team, in your opinion, what do they need? What do they need to take them over the top and make them competitive and make them legit? Like, if you were the GM right now, if you were Charrington right now, what would you add? What would you add to this team?
Well, you know, run production's always good, because, you know, I remember when we had to defend a lot of one-run leads. I can't remember what it was, but it was astronomical back in the day. And our bullpen was pretty good at it. I think it was like somewhere around 59, 61, somewhere in there, games. And I said, you know, when you break down a season, you want to be around that 500 mark, right? You go, so you get 50 games, 50 wins, 50 losses. What do you do with that 100 games? What do you do with those other 62 games? Right, so sometimes the offense is going to carry, and when the pitching staff is having a bad day, and vice versa, some days the offense isn't going to score enough runs. But I can tell you what, it's much less stressful for a team when you sit there and go, "Oh, we need a, you know, bullpen." Well, how many one-run leads do you have to defend? Like, everybody's got to do their part and manufacture runs. You know, in today's game, you know, sometimes people fall victim to, you know, the sexiness of what we talk about, and everybody's job's velocity, whether it's exit velocity or we're throwing 100 miles an hour. I go, but your job is to win a ball game and manufacture. So, you know, what do we need? I don't know. Just maybe a couple pieces. We're coming up on the trade deadline. It'll be interesting to see what they got. They're right at that benchmark of around 500 at the break. And, you know, coming into, like you said, this Philly series, the Phillies are always got a good team. It's a team that comes out of pocket, and they're a force to be reckoned with. So, you know, you have to go through teams like that to see what kind of team you got.
Jason, this was awesome, man. We love having you on. We'd love to have you on more often. Thank you so much, and hopefully we get a chance to talk again here soon.
Yes, yes, appreciate it, guys. You have a great day.
You
love
too.
You, Pittsburgh.
Oh, thanks, Jason.
Guy. What a guy.
He's awesome.
Text line exploding.
Awesome.
People love the Jason Grilly, the grilled cheese man.
You could feel, like, legitimately feel the passion he has.
Yes.
The way he's talking. He's going to be on. And he's like, listen, I'm going to be outspoken about it. I care. He's like, I cared as a player whenever I was playing. I care as a former player, as a former Pirate. And I also care as a fan. So he's hitting every single benchmark and every single kind of angle that Pirates fans and even former players like Neil Walker and John Wehner are feeling as well. You could just feel it in his voice of, you know, I didn't take any of that negatively. I took it as like, hey, you have a chance, right?
Kicking the rear end.
Let's go.
Yes.
Like, let's go. We can do this.
And he knows what it looks like when this town falls in love with a baseball team.
Mm-hmm.
And when we talked to him the last time, he talked about that chapter and verse. There's a lot to react to there from Jason Grilley. So we will do that coming up in the next segment. Callis has been talking my ear off. He put a clip in my folder here, and it just says, Crowley, play this. I have no idea what it is. We'll get to that at some point as well. Hey, a little surprise for all of us.
It would make more sense to do it like right now.
Right now? All right.
Or 5 minutes ago.
Former Bucco, former Philly. Jason Grilley going to join us in about 10 minutes here. So you wanted me to play that and then embarrass myself to Jason Grilley.
Yeah.
Well, how about this? Joke's on everyone else. Jason Grilley was in the Phillies minor league system, opted out when he got a chance to come to the big club for the Buccos.
You do that.
Texter reminded me.
Oh.
That's what I did there. Uh-huh. You can follow us on Twitter, brought to you by South Hills Kia and Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. And you can text us, brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm, where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Donnie Football was just in here. He's filling in for the guys from 10 o'clock until 2 today. Jason Mackey going to be in with him. And Donnie's dad, like my dad, got heart transplants. Don't be a statistic. Get your heart checked out by the experts at UPMC. That's who did my dad's heart transplant. The experts at UPMC.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And here I am coming into the studio today and bitching, holy hell, about not having the correct computer.
Yeah, at Callis. Just picking on Callis.
Oh, well, he had his role in the whole thing, too.
I don't know. Like, obviously, I have to lean a certain way, and I'm usually kind of the referee when these things go down. I really am trying to put together what Callis did wrong.
Well, he just said he was going to fix my computer during the first break, and in that break, he went and took a 15-minute poop. That's all.
But you just did that right before that.
Yeah, but I'm allowed.
I take people behind the scenes for just a second, too.
Oh, here we
I want
go.
You to keep this in mind. I had the break set so I could go to the bathroom with you during the break. The only problem is that we don't have the automatic traffic reports right now because they're not working at our guy Greg McAtee's computer. Mm-hmm. So he had to do them live and record them in this studio. So if I had not had to do that, because we want the businesses who pay for the traffic reports to get their time.
Of course, yeah, sure, yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's what I was doing.
Callis, you're a grown man.
Yes.
I am a man.
You're a grown boy.
I'm a grown boy.
Might be a sheep, too.
Mm-hmm. And when I have a few minutes in a commercial break, I'm going to squeeze that guy off in that commercial break. And I'm going to be back in the chair, ready to do my job when I need to be doing my job. We need to get you going number two more efficiently.
I agree.
Because no one had... Of course, you got to go when you got to go. I'm not... That's fine. I understand that. And you didn't get to go when you usually go this morning because, my God, the whole world was having technical difficulties.
You know, I hosted for 35 minutes straight, right? You remember that, too?
Yeah, I remember that, Nick.
With by myself.
Yeah.
You were yucking it up in here with Greg Finley and all those people. I was hosting by myself for 35 minutes.
Okay. You can still poop in a five-minute window. It doesn't need
to
take...
What did you want me to do? Your show was right after mine.
No. The first break of the 6 o'clock hour, you can go to the bathroom.
I had to record the traffic with Greg McAtee. Mm-hmm. That's what I'm trying to... I would have gone
if he prioritized. He prioritized Snackety over us.
I prioritized the people who are nice enough to advertise with us.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why that's such a problem. I think our salespeople wouldn't think it's such a problem.
Do you know who's leading the Open Championship right now?
Shane Lowry.
Oh, the Irishman, Shane Lowry.
And Daniel Brown, they're tied for first.
Is that the guy who wrote the Da Vinci Code?
I don't know. Maybe.
Because that's who wrote the Da Vinci Code, Dan Brown.
How do you know?
Both the novel and the film. Read it.
Have you seen the film? Isn't Tom Hanks in the film?
He is in the film. But I read the book. I did not see the film.
What's it about? I don't even know.
Mary Magdalene.
Who's
this
that?
Update from Royal Troon is brought to you by Lynch Golf Sales at Pine Creek. If you're not being fit outdoors, you're not getting fit. We were supposed to react to Jason Grilley's comments there in that segment, but our now public divorce, it took center stage. We will react to some of what Jason Grilley had to say coming up in the next segment because his passion just poured through the radio. And the Buccos opening up at home next season against the New York Yankees. We'll get into that a little bit as well. Tiger Woods, 13 over, finds himself in another hazard there. And he is two holes away from being done, as he's clearly not going to make the cut. But he's not going to have to medically withdraw, Doran. So, hey, positivity there for one Eldrick Woods.
I mean, he just had a par five right there, and it rolled right into the ditch.
Oh, man.
Just struggle.
I mean, it's beyond struggling even. 13 over. The leader right now at Royal Troon, Shane Lowry, who is 5 under. The Irishman, and then Dan Brown, 5 under in second place. Justin Rose, the only other name that I recognize, he's tied for third, 2 under.
Mm-hmm.
So there's your Royal Troon update. We had Jason Grilley on to start this hour. And the money quote I thought from him in that interview was, you don't want this to just be a cute story. That you've got Paul Skeens here, and you've got this team that has itself, for the time being, in the middle of this pennant race, at just a game and a half out of a playoff spot. And he basically saying, okay, yeah, well, that's cute. And what I get from him is the urging of this front office to go out there and do right by the fans and by the players. Because the perspective he was coming from was twofold. One, these guys are all out there busting their ass like they were when he was part of the club in 11 and 12, and they finally made good on it in 2013. But then he knows what this town looks like when you've got a true, legitimate contender. And my worry here now, Doran, and you can take whatever it is that you took away from Jason Grilley's interview, but my worry now is, for so long we pounded the table, get something done before the trade deadline, and it would have behooved them to do something early. They're probably not going to do anything until the deadline now. Like, we are there. We are 2 weeks out. And it's also incumbent upon these players to not let it slide here. Mm-hmm. I mean, you still got to be around 500. You still got to be in shouting distance of a playoff spot by that time. But any hope of them doing something quick, I don't think is going to happen now.
Everybody has different perspectives about everything in life. And, you know, whenever it's, you know, former players and you're talking about athletes and sports, it's nice to hear a guy like Jason Grilley, who is not going to, you know, handcuff himself to what the norms are, how athletes do usually answer questions or adhere to organizations. And he loves Pittsburgh. He lives in Pittsburgh. He loved his time with the Pirates. He wanted to stay with the Pirates back in the day, as he mentioned earlier. But you can just tell that, you know, he knows the ins and outs. He knows how things operate, whether it's Major League Baseball or the Pittsburgh Pirates. And I feel like my sense is he knows that they're so close. I could feel that he just has that passion that they're so close. And I feel like he was telling the listeners, we aren't asking for Aaron Judge. We're not asking for Shohei Ohtani. But the appropriate moves, if you make them, you will give yourself a really damn good opportunity to have a feeling, not just have the feeling that he had back whenever we had all had the feeling in 13 and back in, 10 years ago, but to even improve on that.
Win a series.
Like, do something special. Because, I know Pirates fans have dealt with this year in and year out, and I understand their frustrations where they're coming from, but it is hard to ignore where they're at right now. Paul Skenes, Brian Reynolds, young players like Nick Gonzalez, O'Neill Cruz, and if you just add around that, you have a shot in taking advantage of the division being what it is and baseball being what it is right now. So I just, you know, that whole, I loved every bit of what he had to say, but I can just tell that he knows what he knows the temperature of the situation, and he knows they need to act. And if they don't act, then that'd be a disservice to the team.
It's reminding me more and more now, Doran, of the Matt Canada stuff, where only the organization seemed to not think that that was a problem.
Right.
National media members. Matt Canada ain't it. Film cut-ups from all the best analysts in the NFL. This offense is predictable. This offense is easy to defend. We, locally, beat that drum forever. And eventually the Steelers did do what they don't usually do, and they got rid of Matt Canada. That's what's happening right now with the Pirates, where John Smoltz is saying, can you imagine this team in a playoff series?
Right.
Jeff Passan saying, can you imagine this team in a playoff series? Everyone around baseball, we had Brett Boone on, imagine what they do in a playoff series. Jason Grilley now with us saying this team could win a playoff series if they get the requisite help to get into the playoffs.
And it's not just Billy down the street. Like, and no offense to Billy down the street, but it's not just you're sitting at your local bar and talking about the Pirates.
They really could do something here, Dorn.
Right, they really could do something. You know, they got a shot here, or they're going to, you know, spend the money. It's people who know the game very well and played at a very high level.
Ball knowers.
Yes, and successful ones that can see that. And if they can see that, and we obviously see that as well, I think that, you know, how can you sit there and look at yourself in the mirror if you're a part of this organization and not take a chance and go for it? And not go for it all the way, but you guys know exactly what we're
yes.
talking about. Like, give yourself a chance and a real opportunity to compete. And I think that that's really where we stand. Like, who is going to win that battle?
Right. And they've done it in the past when they've been in it at the deadline. My concern is that they're not looking at next year as, like, the big year. We've talked to Dan Zangrilli about this, and he said, no rentals. It doesn't make any sense. This team really doesn't have a chance to make the playoffs. If you add a couple of bats and you legitimize your lineup with the pitching in the state that the pitching is in, I don't know how anybody could argue that you don't have a chance. And there's too many smart baseball people, and I love Dan, and he's a very smart baseball guy, but there's so many other smart baseball people out there saying this team could really have a shot if they got in, that I think you have to take the big swing. And if that means you give up on a big-time pitching prospect, so be it. So be it. You don't have prospects only so that they benefit you by playing for your major league club one day. You have prospects so that they can turn into other major leaguers and they can be used as currency. So add to this team, because we've all had the pie in the sky dreams of what it could look like when they make the playoffs, if they made the playoffs with the rotation set up the way that it is. You don't have to look that far, man. The Phillies, 2 years ago, they sneaked into the playoffs and they wound up in the World Series.
Mm-hmm.
Arizona, last year, 84 wins, they wind up in the World Series. It does not take much in what is a big sample size sport when you then narrow it down to a smaller sample size in these playoff series to catch lightning in a bottle. Last season, they started the year 20-8. That's why whenever people say, well, they don't have any shot to make the postseason, they have no shot. They went 20-8 to start the year last year. They went 9-4 to start the year this season. But what's to say? You don't have to actually be 20-8 good to go on a 20-8 run at some point. Mm-hmm. They could win 20 of their next 28 games. And a lot of it could be legitimate. You could do some of it with smoke and mirrors. I think you need to try to capitalize on the here and the now. And here's the other place where it's lost on me. Like with the John Parado comments, right? And what he wrote. Well, some in the front office don't feel like they have the money. It doesn't need to be about money. Not if you target the right guys.
Mm-hmm.
Like, okay, don't go and get Luis Robert Jr. then. He's $20 million bucks. Go get Rooker.
Mm-hmm.
He's cheap.
Mm-hmm.
Go get Blade. Go get Ward. You can find ways to add pieces that aren't going to cost you anything apart from prospects. So if you're not willing to spend money, fair enough, fine. I can accept that realistically as a fan of a small market baseball team that does not like to spend. But you can add, and all you got to give up is arms who have never pitched or played in the major leagues, who might never turn into anything. I mean, Luis Heredia was a great Pirates prospect from the time he was 16 years old. He never pitched in the big leagues. You know, Quinn Priester was thought of highly for a long time, and okay, he's fine. Rowanzi Contreras was good in the big leagues, wound up not being good. None of these guys, what I'm saying, is a sure thing. So when the entire baseball world is saying, hey, Pirates organization, if you get in, you've got a real shot, you are scary, well, they should heed the advice because something special really could come from this. Something special to start next year for the Pirates, Doran. We'll get into that coming up next. We've got a very special edition of Odds and Ends at 9 o'clock. What happened?
What?
You were giggling about something. What's going on?
Nothing.
All right. 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. I didn't want to chase that shiny object. I didn't want to follow the butterfly there.
Uh-huh.
But I remembered that Zeiss was giggling about something one time. And Starkey was like, what are you giggling about, Paul? And he said, well, I heard that Najee Harris, blah, blah, blah. And so I thought maybe you had a nugget to drop on my head there.
No.
Turns out no.
No, I'm just happy.
Okay, very good.
Yeah.
Are you happy because the Yankees are opening the home schedule for the Buccos next year?
I think that is awesome. But I totally agree with you of your statement earlier about they probably would have loved to have that game at a different time because you're already going to get your bang for your buck. If we're thinking from the Pirates lens, you're already going to get your bang for your buck because of the home opener. You know people are going to show up.
Right.
But I still think it's awesome that, you know, to travel down to PNC Park on April 4th and to know that the Yankees are here, that is pretty damn cool.
You know what we're going to see?
I guess.
Yeah.
Skeens is probably going to pitch.
Mm-hmm.
Right away.
Mm-hmm.
There's no doubt.
One of the best in baseball.
Mm-hmm.
We need to go to that.
We will.
Wow, so they're going to end the season with the Yankees and start the season with the Yankees.
Rivalry.
Nah.
Familiarity breeds contempt. Those Yankees and Buccos, they're going to meet three times. The Yankees and Bucks are going to meet at the end of the season. Then they're going to meet in the World Series, and then they're going to meet for the Pirates' home opener and for that opening series.
That's a ticket that I would spend any amount of money for. I'd trade a bus to get a ticket to the World Series with those two
Pirates-Yankees?
Yes.
I don't know if the Yankees have the pitching.
I didn't say they would win. I just said I would pay to watch it.
That would be
unbelievable. But we're talking about the Pirates just getting into the postseason. That's a great way to start the year at home, though.
Yes.
Is potentially Paul Skeens v. Soto, Paul Skeens v. Judge, Paul Skeens v. Volpe, Paul Skeens versus just name any Stanton. Yankee. Yeah, they're all pretty good.
Yes.
They're all pretty good. The Yankees, man, they still have got cachet.
No doubt. They always will.
They always will.
Are they number one in sports?
I think we got to suss that out. Because I think we've seen it here with Pitt. Like when Notre Dame comes to town, what that looks like. And it's not just at Pitt. It's Notre Dame plays wherever.
Yeah, they play on their own network, and that's NBC.
Yes.
Like,
so they're up there.
Mm.
The Dodgers do it for me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I could not make it to the Dodgers series this year, but I really wanted to go.
Lakers, Celtics.
Mm-hmm.
I think Yankees might be number one. If you're thinking of sports and you just close your eyes, And you're in a different country. Say in a different country, and you think of sports, American sports.
You're thinking Yankees, you're thinking Cowboys.
Yep.
And the Steelers have the Cowboys at home this year.
Yep.
So you got that fan base, sick as they are, and then you got the Yankees coming to town to start next year at home for the Buccos. Those to me are the top two. And if I'm going top three, I think college sports brand matters so much more than even in other sports, because you cycle through players, and more now than ever before, that you ask the layman casual fan, name five players on Notre Dame. They can't.
No.
But those Golden Domes come to town. And in collegiate sport, like Duke, mm-hmm. you're playing mm-hmm. Duke. You're gonna sell out your arena. You play North Carolina. You play Kansas. The brands are so big because the names are so constantly changing. I think it can even be more than professional sports. You can weigh in on this at 412-928-9370. How do we even want to frame this? Like the most recognizable brands in sports. Like, what brand would you pay to see that you would buy a ticket for that brand and not just for your team? 412-928-9370.
Great way to put it.
We'll frame it that way. We'll field your calls, texts, and tweets on that when we come back. We also have a special edition of Odds and Ends, and we'll get into some football stuff in the final hour of the program as well. Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. It's the Chevy Summer Drive at Sun Chevrolet, up to $7,500 in rebates. Terms and conditions at sunchevy.com. Today, high 84, low 58.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.